Well, the revelations keep coming since the leaked documents known as the Panama Papers first hit the world media this week. It's only this week. The latest deals reveal that three of China's top leaders, including the president, have family links to offshore bank accounts. But what about the largely legal activity of multinational companies shifting their profits to low-taxing companies to minimise their tax bill? The OECD estimates that this activity is costing governments up to $240 billion in lost revenue every year. The G20, including Australia, has joined with the OECD to try to close those tax loopholes and recoup some of the lost revenue under reforms such as the Base Erosion and Profit Shifting, or BEPS, project. One of those leading that fight is David Bradbury. He's a former assistant treasurer in the Gillard Rudd Labor governments and is now head of the Tax Policy and Statistics Division at OECD. He joins us from Paris this morning. David Bradbury, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. Good to be with you.
David Bradbury, multinationals engaged in aggressive corporate tax evasion is, in real terms, a world away from the shady world of Panama and offshore financial structures for the rich and powerful. Or is it? Where is the line between legal and illegal activity when it comes to tax evasion?
Look, that's a really good question, Fran, that I think highlights one of the points that is often missed in the debate, and certainly a lot of the commentary that I've seen in the last few days has almost really blurred the lines between the two. Now, it's not a clear, bright line that stands between tax evasion and tax avoidance, but in broad terms, when we talk about tax evasion, we're talking about people breaking the law in order to evade paying their taxes. Whereas when we talk about tax avoidance, it's taking advantage of loopholes that exist within the laws to minimise or aggressively minimise the tax that you're paying. So the BEPS project that we're involved with has really been predominantly focused at the anti-avoidance dimension, and that's in relation to multinationals. But there's a lot of work in relation to evasion as well, and that's why we're taking a very close interest in the revelations of the last few days, because we have been promoting at the OECD for a number of years the automatic exchange of information and greater transparency. And when it comes to that particular initiative, the automatic exchange of information, Panama has been one of the few holdout financial centres that has not signed up to implementation of that regime into the future.
Okay, so Panama does cut across, in fact, what the OECD and the G20 are trying to do with multinational tax avoidance in that way, in that it's not signing up. But if that's the big focus of the OECD and the G20, the automatic exchange of tax information, of countries sharing tax information, which is the pledge that countries like Australia have signed up for, what does that do? What's the importance of that? What does it achieve?
Well, there are sort of two dimensions to this. So there's the tax evasion, which is principally occurring through individuals. So
yes.
This is individual
activity.
I'm talking about the
multinational tax avoidance you talked about there and the reforms you're bringing in, which is the automatic exchange of information between countries of tax sharing. What does that achieve, making countries sign on to automatically sharing tax information?
Well, just to clarify, so the automatic exchange of information is targeted towards fiscal evasion from individuals. The BEPS project is for multinationals. Now, what are we doing on that front? In November last year, after 2 years of work, we handed down 13 reports that outlined a series of recommendations around new laws that need to be implemented by governments around the world. Now, the significance of those reports was that they were the product of consensus work from 44 countries, the OECD and G20 countries. So what that meant was that we had to get all of those countries, accounting for about 90% of global GDP, to sign up to principles that underpin changes to the global tax laws. Now, that will require, in many respects, individual countries to now implement legislation, and we will be monitoring the implementation of that, because that'll be a crucial aspect to this. But some of the areas where we've already reached agreement, they will lead to changes in international tax practices that won't even require domestic legislation. So this has been quite a profound series of reforms. The ones that have already started to take effect, as well as the ones that will come into effect, have been bringing about considerable change already. And just to give you a bit of a sense of what we're already seeing, And many of these laws have not yet come in, but what we're already seeing is many of the multinationals publicly acknowledging that they are unwinding some of these structures. Mm. We're seeing them begin to send signals to their shareholders and to markets that they will be paying higher tax liabilities in the future because they will start to be brought to account on some of the earnings that they're generating. So all of these things are beginning to show that we are making some ground, but clearly, you know, this is a very big and complex enterprise, and we're not naive as to think that even if all of these measures are implemented, that there won't be future areas for us to target. But I think what we have seen through the base erosion profit shifting project has been the biggest revamp of the international tax laws and the tax architecture really since the mid-1900s.
So David, you say
project.
We are making some ground, but can you quantify how much lost revenue has been recouped under these reforms so far?
Well, no, we can't, and not at this stage. But what we can say is that, and a part of the work that we're doing is monitoring the revenue that is being recouped. So, for example, some particular initiatives that countries are implementing in the area of interest limitations, for example, and Australia, in fact, I think even back when I was in office, we announced some changes in that regard that were then subsequently implemented by the Liberal government. But those changes have delivered revenue to the Australian people already.
Okay,
and
but
there
it's also a truism, isn't it, that as soon as governments and global organisations like the OECD put in place new tax rules, accountants find ways for companies to avoid them, particularly with the rise of the digital economy, which allows companies to do business in countries while having little or no physical presence there. This is a constant battle. The US president, he's come out after the Panama Papers release to warn that tax avoidance is a big global problem, and he wants to stamp out what's called inversion, companies, US firms merging in a country with lower tax rate, which is the age-old formula, isn't it? Has anything happened to change that behaviour?
Well, countries will always be sovereign to set their tax rates at appropriate levels. The thing about the BEPS project has been to make sure that people are declaring their profits in the places where they're generating them. And loopholes in the system were allowing companies to shift their profits into low tax jurisdictions where no activity was occurring to avoid paying any tax. So most of that activity will be stamped out. In fact, there's very little room for that as we move forward. But if I can just focus in on one of the most significant aspects of the BEPS project, and it does connect up with the other work that's going on in relation to fiscal evasion, and that's because it goes to the question of transparency. And one of the initiatives that we have reached agreement with countries, and Australia's already implementing this, as are other countries around the world, is country-by-country reporting. And what this will mean is that multinationals will need to report to tax administrations in all of the countries where they're based. They will provide details of all of the activities of their corporate group right around the globe. That information will then be shared amongst tax administrations so that really for the first time, for example, in Australia, the Australian Taxation Office will not only know what's going on within Australia in terms of one of these multinationals, but they will have a picture of what's happening across the sea in terms of the across the border in other jurisdictions.
Okay.
Now,
David, we're almost out of time.
It's really going to change conduct.
All right.
Going to change the conduct of multinationals.
Well, let's hope so, because the Panama Papers has really just shone a light on this, hasn't it? David Bradbury, thank you very much for joining us. David Bradbury is a former Assistant Treasurer from the Rudd-Gillard Labor Governments and these days Head of Tax Policy and Statistics Division at the OECD. And the OECD working on that base erosion and profit shifting project.